Hello, and welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I'm Sherry McConnell from A Quilting Life.
And I'm Chelsea from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And we want to welcome you to our episode number 92, airing on September 11th, 2023. And we do want to recognize this is a solemn day in our history. Want to make sure that we send our condolences to anyone out there who was very personally affected by this tragedy in our history. We also want to mention our sponsor for this episode, Cozy Earth, and they have wonderful products. Cozy Earth has been on Oprah's Favorite Things for 5 years in a row with a variety of different products, including bamboo sheets, pajamas, jogger pants, plush loungewear, and their waffle bath towel bundle. And these products are made with from viscose, from bamboo, and are temperature regulating and very comfortable. We love them.
Temperatures rose again here, so they've been you guys, we talk about the weather so much, but we just truly want it to be cooler weather.
Yeah. It was 114 yesterday for reference, and pretty humid because we do have rain coming hopefully later in the tomorrow, hopefully.
It's getting windy right now, so we know it's kind of headed our way.
And our temperature is supposed to drop 20 degrees, so we're very grateful. Okay, and then one more thing. I just want to mention the t-shirt I'm wearing is actually sent to me by a viewer, and she has a little shop with quilting-themed t-shirts. We'll put a link to that in the description.
It's so cute. I walked in the house this morning, and that's the first thing I said was that I liked your t-shirt. Thought it was adorable.
Yeah, I got to pick out my own design, but...
So did she design it herself or?
I believe so. Okay. So yeah, I got to, she had a variety of different designs and I got to pick one.
Oh, so you picked out from a variety of options. Okay.
Yes. And she sent it to me for free. So full disclosure on that. Awesome. So yes. Okay. And Chelsea has the quilt on the wall and on the table. So I'm going to let her share about those.
Okay. I am so excited because this first quilt I'm going to talk about, both of these quilts are very exciting. And the quilt on the wall is called Summer Slice. And this is a row quilt I designed using our Strawberry Lemonade collection. And we actually, I think, can see all of the rows in the video. And I just knew you guys.
My cup matches.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Mom's Lime Stanley matches the quilt. It does. It's perfect. Thanks, Mom.
Is there a row below the last one by the base?
No.
Okay, that's just the last
one. Yeah, so the borders. Is, okay.
Yep, this, everything pretty much shows,
Billy checks for me. That's great. So on the top row, you can see we have some watermelons, and you guys, the construction for that is super, it's just so great. The pattern, it's a 20-page booklet full of amazing graphics, so it's just very visual and walks you through every row. So, and then the cute little stems, the vines, and some crosses, and just simple things like flying geese and squares, but these strawberries, you guys, so cute, and then lemons and limes, and it's just really fun, and I love it so much. So, it's fat quarter friendly, so you'll just need a fat quarter bundle to make all the blocks. And I also have to shout out Val because she did custom quilting on this and it turned out amazing and I love it so, so much. So love this pattern. We'll have this one linked and it's just a great, great pattern. Also, there will be, I did a poll and my story is on Instagram if you saw it. This is one of the sew-alongs we will be doing in 2024. As well.
When the fabric ships.
When the fabric ships. So I will keep everyone updated on that. And it's going to be a Regal Pines sew along vibe where I'm doing videos as well on the YouTube. And so that's going to be a lot of videos, Billy, for this one.
Yeah, one for each row probably.
Yeah,
right?
I'm thinking one for each row.
You might be able to combine a couple of the patchwork rows.
That's what I'm thinking. Patchwork and flying geese.
Yeah, like the flying geese and the patchwork could be one video.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Okay, and then the second quilt, so this one on the table, is Sunshine Girl. And I surprised my mom. I This is inspired by her. Growing up, we would go to the beach because that's one of my mom's favorite places to be. She wants to go to the ocean. And we took vacations there as a family, as our whole family. And Billy, I think we went 4 years, right? And so we spent a lot of time there, but my parents also took us to the beach growing up. And they've also taken their oldest grandchild, which is my oldest, to the beach as well. And you'll notice that a lot of our collections are kind of like coastal inspired. So in dedication of my mother dear, Sunshine Girl is fat quarter friendly and is probably one of my favorite quilts I've ever designed just because of the color combos you're able to put together with the prints and fabrics in this collection. And you guys, you will be proud because I put a print bright red border on it. And yeah. I rarely put a border on it.
That is true.
Like a print color border.
I had so much fun binding this for Chelsea because...
She bound them all, by the way.
Well, yeah. But this one in particular, because each block used 3 different color combinations, and it was so much fun to see the combinations that you picked out. And I just loved it. Because I feel like generally we will put maybe 2 different color combinations in a block. And so since this one had 3, it was just really fun for me.
Yeah, and I also think what it was able to show is that it really shows the depth that Strawberry Lemonade can go to work all of the color combinations. They don't take away from each other. This collection really, this quilt really embodies that, I feel like. So
yeah,
fat quarter friendly. And Marion did the quilting on this, and it's so cute. It's very swirly. I love that. Great, great quilting. So they're both fat quarter friendly, actually.
Yeah.
And we'll have those linked in the description and pop up some pictures and maybe a picture of our family at the beach.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe an older picture.
I got some, guys. Uh-oh. I got some. Mom's like, which one are you posting?
You better be careful.
Guys, I had bangs, like straight across bangs. And oh my goodness. But yes, those are the quilts today. And I think I only have one more Strawberry Lemonade quilt to share.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to interject now with a little surprise.
What?
Oh yeah, I actually have something for Billy. Do you want to take this over to him?
What is this?
So I'm pretty sure I told you about it, but when Billy talked about his albatross, one of our viewers and our friend, Nancy Lane, emailed me to say that when her son got a hole in one, she was able to get him a golf bag tag from Titleist with all of the information about the hole in one. I can't see Billy's face.
Oh, yes. Oh. There's a light in the way today. Yeah. Sorry.
My goodness.
But I hopefully all that information is correct because I talked to your brother and your father. So
yeah,
hopefully I got, because you could read it, what it says, I guess.
Yeah, can we hear it?
Yeah, so thank you so much. So it has my name and it says the name of the course I was there, Las Vegas National Golf Club, hole 13, 297 yards, and then the day I hit the hole in one, July 10th, 2023. And then on the other side here, it just has hole in one on there.
Yeah.
So I can attach that to my golf bag.
Yeah. And oh, there's a card. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I'll give you this card too.
It's like Titleist. Official.
Yeah. And it says, dear golfer, you know, congratulations on your hole in one. So I'll have this for you too.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah, it was actually free. So
really?
Yeah. And Nancy emailed and said, you've got to do this for your son. I did it for my son.
What?
And no pressure, but right after she gave him this tag, he hit another one a week later. So,
well, I'm going golfing again on
what?
In like 4 days.
So. Yeah. So,
wow.
Anyway, I thought that was really neat.
So that was from Nancy gave you this idea.
Yes.
Is that right? Well, thank you, Nancy for that. Yes. This is awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was really fun.
This will be on my golf bag forever.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. It makes me so happy.
It was so much fun.
That's cool that Titleist does. You just did it on their website, you said?
Yep, I did it on their website.
Sent it to you for free? Yep. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like how it's like, dear golfer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, golfers are, not to say every golfer's, there's a plenty of people that cheat on their scores, but when it comes to a hole-in-one, you would hope that people aren't sending things like, oh, give me a free hole-in-one. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows it. if you get that special, but you don't right. lie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super well, thank you. Cool.
Hey, you're welcome. So, and thank you, Nancy.
I like how yeah. sneaky we all are. This yeah. is like...
I had a lot of surprises this year. Everyone's been surprised at least once yeah, on yeah, this yeah. podcast.
That's true.
This yeah. year.
That is very
it's
true.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay, I guess one last thing before we get into our topics is that Bountiful Blooms has shipped.
Yeah.
So, and it actually leads into our first quilting topic, but... Yeah, it is available. The yardage has shipped, the pre-cuts have shipped, and...
I have physically seen shops videos of them unboxing it, so it is in stores. Yeah. Because sometimes we don't know if it's made it into shops,
right.
Stores yet.
And it really is the perfect arrival time for a collection like this, because it's perfect for fall and
yeah.
for sewing with right now. It just gives that vibe of fall.
Yeah. And my friend said... the perfect thing about it on the Moda Instagram page, Kate, uh-huh. hey, she's like, it is really the perfect transition summer into fall. So yeah. it's just a great time period to be sewing with it. And we obviously will probably be sharing those quilts again very yes. soon, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So we will have those available to show you guys.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have more videos to share of it. I didn't share right. all my videos, so.
Yeah, Billy and I are going to actually film a works in progress video later today, and I have some new things I've made with it because it's been so
and
much
fun.
And
she sent me a picture, you guys, and I was floored. Mom has been like giving me all these ideas lately, and she's been getting me all excited about things.
Oh, that's the problem. There's so many ideas.
There's so many. I know. There's yeah. so many things to do. But not enough time to do them.
Right.
And soccer season started yes. and all this stuff. Yeah. So are you excited? I love when my mom comes to the soccer games because it's just reminds me of her taking us to all of our games and stuff.
Yeah, we got new chairs for this year. Okay. We threw away our 25-year-old chairs
that yeah, were those falling were not apart. Good.
They were falling apart.
Those were so, not good.
Yeah.
And I also have a quick update on the Regal Pine Sew Along that we did on the Quilting Life YouTube channel. We filmed all those videos, and I had said I would have the quilts ready to show soon, and I will. I'm thinking probably late September, early October, we'll have that able to share, and I'll for sure have that back from my quilter by then. And I'm really excited. And I have already seen on the Facebook page and on Instagram, people already have their tops done. So they're really, really cool.
Oh,
and
fun.
One person specifically chose to only make it from their stash. And it was really neat. It was very cool.
Oh, fun.
I thought that was a nice challenge that we should do one time.
Yeah.
You have to make a quilt just from like your stash, like yeah. your scraps or whatever. It'd be cool.
Yesterday in my Patreon group, one of our members made Happy Go Lucky just from her stash.
Just from stash. Cool.
Yeah, and she shared it. And that, it was gorgeous. I mean, I love Happy Go Lucky and Simply Delightful, but that was kind of my thought, was that later on when that fabric wasn't available, that it would be a stash buster quilt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun to see.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, and then, Mom, didn't you have also an update about an announcement you wanted to make about the block of the month for next year?
And yes.
might have, we talked about it on our block of the month video on last yes. Thursday, last Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Actually, I have two quick announcements. So one is about 2024 and one is actually just a little preview about 2025.
Yes.
So first for 2024, if you already watched the block of the month video on Labor Day, I believe that aired, you would have already known about that. But if you didn't watch that video, I just want to let you know that, yes, there will be a block of the month in 2024. And yes, it will continue to run as it has been running, with blocks in two different sizes on the first Monday of the month, available for free PDF download from my website. And we will continue to do those videos. There is also going to be a second option. A lot of people, I kind of experimented with this, and a lot of people really prefer not to have to go to the website to get the pattern, and they would prefer to have it just emailed to them directly each month. And so there will be a second option for those who would like that service. They will pay a one-time fee of $19.99, and they would get those blocks emailed to them directly along with the finishing instructions, and they will get three small project PDF patterns for free. Those will be quarterly. I believe it's going to be March, June and September. So I feel like that's a really good value.
And those small projects are made from your blocks?
From the blocks, from the quilt. And so I thought that would be really fun. Now for 2025, Chelsea and I have been talking. We are actually going to do a joint effort. We will be using a fabric collection that you will be seeing
next year,
but that won't be available until later in the year.
Yeah.
And we will both do 12 blocks, and we will have samplers. We will both design a sampler quilt where you use all
the blocks.
24 blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind for 2025. We're already planning.
We're excited to join forces on this one yes. and hope to really get quilters involved, and it's going to be a lot more blocks. And so I think it'll be really fun. And the fabric line that is specifically going to be used for it is incredible. We've almost finalized it and with Moda. And
yeah.
So
I actually just had a thought. I'm just going to talk this out right here.
You should. I'm like,
what if we started that block of the month when that fabric ships?
We could.
Because Block of the Month doesn't have to start in January. So it could start when that fabric is available. And that way it would be
you'd get more blocks.
And it would be ready a few months before Christmas.
I see what you're saying.
So it would start in late 2024 while the other one was still going on and go into 2025. But it could start right when that fabric is available.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it's like you don't have to wait to start sewing with it.
Right.
Yeah,
Let's do that. Okay. Yeah. That's the plan.
Let's have a meeting.
Okay.
We're brainstorming, guys.
Hash that out live in front of everyone. So
yeah, that's good. Is how we work.
All right. Well, today I think we're good. If you any other new updates or announcements, I don't have any listener quilts to share today, but
I have some for next time.
Okay.
I have created a separate file for them.
People that email you.
Yeah. Are you guys so proud of me?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, then we can jump into today's first topic. And even though it still is technically summer, fall is just right around the corner. And so one of the things my mom suggested that we bring up as a topic today is that fall sewing. So you guys can sort of take it away, but maybe you can... Some of the things we can talk about are any of your plans for this fall sewing season. I know you already sort of mentioned it about Bountiful Blooms, but if there's any other fabrics or quilt patterns that you're looking forward to displaying or anything that you look forward to working on this fall.
Yeah, it's fall. It's fall season. It may not be that temperature everywhere in the world, but it's definitely time to... bring out the fall sewing, right?
Yeah. I'm like feeling it now.
Yeah.
Because there's a point once my kids started back into school, now I'm starting to be like, okay, once September hits, then it's like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it all just happens. And so I have some plans and ideas. When this topic was sent over, I was really excited about it. And I don't know. Can I get started, actually?
Yeah. I was going to ask you first. Yeah. Do you do pumpkins in September or do you wait till October?
I do. Okay. I changed this last year. I do pumpkins in September.
You do.
Here's the deal. After Labor Day, I bring it all out.
Okay.
Because I don't want to just have pumpkins are September, October, and November, you guys. I want them to get their use 3 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to switch things up, okay? And it's also a way that I am manifesting fall temperatures to be here.
Yes.
So anyways, I'm bringing them out, Mom.
Yeah.
You be ready.
I actually made a new table topper the other day with Bountiful Bloom. Well, last week I made it. And we can actually pop a picture up. It's my bucket list mini.
Yeah.
And I had previously made it in Seashore Drive.
It's so cute.
And had it on the table. And I thought, oh, I need to remake that in Bountiful Blooms.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any pumpkins or anything like that. But just the colors just resonated fall.
Yeah.
But I do have several of my Bountiful Blooms projects were fallish. And I keep thinking,
Mine were all fallish.
Maple Sky Remix? Yeah, I can get that out. It's, the leaves are going to change soon. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to, my house is going to be almost completely decorated in fall within the next week. So,
yeah. So for me, I still actually have some Bountiful Bloom sampler quilts that I never finished making. And so that's what I'm going after Regal Pines is put together this weekend. I'm going to start making those. So I have a whole lineup. I typed up a list and Harvest Season, if you don't know that one's a ton of pumpkins. And I have to finish my Hello Fall is pumpkins, which is a classic, you guys. Hello Fall is one of my favorite quilts. So
is there one Hey Pumpkin or what was that? Is that Hello Fall?
No, Hey Pumpkin is a pattern I made, designed years ago. But okay.
Did you recolor it in Bountiful Blooms yet?
No.
I think you should.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The ones with the maple leaves in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pumpkin has the leaf inside it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to ask you to send me that because I want to make a bench pillow.
Yes, I will bring it to
you. Okay. With Bountiful Blooms.
When you go to, when I send Ashton over tomorrow.
Awesome.
Actually, she wants to come see Dad today. So. Oh,
okay.
Guys, that's another thing. My parents are just saints. That's all I'll say. They have been so helpful recently. But that's kind of what I'm like ready to be sewing with it. And now that it's here, like, yeah, you can go back and remake some of those favorite quilts with Bountiful Blooms. Or if you haven't made a fall quilt, it's just such a great fabric collection for that.
Yeah, I feel like I have some projects too from last year. I think Joanna Figueroa shared a free little, like a valance, what's it called? Like a, with a string, some little blocks strung together with acorns. I feel like it was a free pattern. Anyway, I never made it last year because I already knew about Bountiful Blooms and I wanted to make that and decorate on the mantle with it.
So,
yes. So I'm going to make that with Bountiful Blooms. And I've been making, my pot holders were getting so bad. I have made already 3 new pot holders with Bountiful Blooms too.
I'm
going to make some more because then I have this pot holder pattern. We have a video on YouTube that I've been doing for years. But when I started sewing, I came up with a couple ideas. So watch for those coming soon too. So
I want placemats.
I know.
I have been begging you guys. And I don't know why. They're so easy to make.
What season do you want them for? Do you want Bountiful Blooms placemats or do you want Christmas placemats
Okay, so let me tell you why I would choose. I feel like we are blabbering today, but you're going to get the story. So I feel like I would choose Christmas.
Okay.
And the reason why is my great grandma Wilkins, who the story goes, she taught my mom how to quilt and made the quilt for Billy. We would go to Christmas dinner at her house every year. We would always have a meal for Christmas. And she had these beautiful placemats. And you didn't know which placemat you were going to get. If you were going to get the one with the horse applique on it or the Christmas goose applique on it. And it was always very exciting. Was there another one?
I feel like, there was the goose and the horse. I don't know if there was another one, but you guys would fight over them.
We would fight over them.
Which placemat you were going to get.
If you didn't have the horse, you were not cool.
It was more child friendly, I
guess. You got stuck with the goose, it was like, what? Yeah. You know? And so, yeah, Mom, I want some Christmas ones.
Somebody took those. Did you take them or Candace?
No.
I think Candace has them. I think your sister has them.
I'm going over to her house today. What?
Yeah, when I moved, I think she took them.
Oh, my goodness.
They definitely got their use over the years.
I'm taking the horses.
Okay.
I am rounding them up.
You might have to barter her for them.
Oh, my goodness. But
yeah. Okay. Well,
have you ever made any placemats, Chelsea?
No, and that's funny.
So I'm sitting here listening to you say that. I'm just like, well, why don't you just make them? And that way you have some experience making some, you know, a smaller project.
I really, really should. I'm
not trying to call you out everyone.
No, it's good that you call me out. I just think Mom makes perfect pot holders and placements.
Well, you could probably do it too. I mean, from an outsider's perspective, you can make this big quilt. I assume you could make a placemat.
I think all Mom has tutorials and everything. So daunting.
I think you should do it. I don't think you should make her any. I think she should make it.
Mom,
That's my opinion.
He's calling me out.
Oh, boy.
Actually, what was really cute is I ran into someone at the store the other day, and they said they found one of your tutorials so helpful. And yeah, it was Vicky. She was so nice. Yeah. She's a sweetheart. So yeah. Anyways, Billy, you're making me like...
You're putting too many things on her plate.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have to like do school bus pickup. Like, come on, cut me some slack.
Well, I mean, it's fall sewing, you know? I mean, that's what...
Yeah.
You got to do something. You got to mix it up a little bit, right?
You have to do something.
No, I'm saying you have to do something else sometimes, right? Other than your own work. I know we've talked about that.
I just love sewing quilts. I love doing a whole quilt. Okay, but I will say this though. I as far as decorating, I did see the question here, what will you be displaying throughout your homes? And I'm going to say obviously all bountiful blooms, but then I love that you brought up there were a lot of projects I made that obviously weren't fall quilts that we had oranges from Simply Delightful or Summer Sweet, and I mixed them with grays from Summer Sweet, and I have a lot of those projects too, but they will all be going up through the house. And after Mom has since organized her closets, you guys, I'm sure it will be much easier for you to decorate for each season.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be prepared.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any prior fabric collections that were primarily, you would say, a fall collection, or was Bountiful Blooms the first one of those?
The first one.
Yeah, because we both did do fall projects, pulling the oranges and the grays from Summer Sweet.
Yeah.
So we both have quilts that were in magazines with fall themed from that. So, but then I don't know, did you ever sew with any older Fig Tree collections?
Yes, I did.
Because, those feel like fall to me, her older groups. Yeah. And I'll often get those quilts that I've done and just kind of put them in a quilt stack somewhere. Yeah. During the fall season, so they're out just kind of displayed. But
so I'd like to bring that up too. Joanna Figueroa has always had amazing fall projects, and her colors really vibed with that. She's got so many cute pumpkin quilt patterns, this and that. But I feel like that started to spark our interest, because as I was quilting, I realized, I don't have a quilt for this season or this season. And when we did Summer Sweet and we had kind of the oranges and the creams and the grays, I was like, I want to be designing pumpkin quilt patterns and doing more fall things. And that kind of sparked the interest.
Right.
And also, Vanessa Gertzen's Harvest Road is such a good example of fall that Mom has projects in throughout her home. And
yeah, I have those. I've already pulled those quilts when I was organizing the closets. I pulled the Harvest Road lap quilt. It's in our family room now, and I've got a table runner from that collection.
Yeah,
that's very fall to me. And I've actually still got some charm packs and a little bit of yardage of that collection. It's beautiful.
What? Oh my goodness.
I feel like Camille Ross Kelly's Sunnyside.
So good.
That feels fallish to me,
too. It is, because of the burgundy.
Yeah.
It's really, really in the gold.
And it has a gold.
And it has a gold.
And the navy. I actually just made a table runner out of that, too, and feel like it kind of has a fall vibe. So,
But see, her navies and her greens are really, I love.
Yeah.
I have been like, I love her vibe.
Yeah.
I love the vibe with all the deeper, richer, like, colors that she's using in some of those collections. Sunnyside was really, really cool.
Yeah, and I had a charm pack of Sunnyside, and then I had some Fat Eights, I think, that came in a Fat Quarter shop, so sampler box. But I wanted to make a border for that table runner, and so I had some yardage from Nantucket, and I used the Nantucket with the Sunnyside.
And it went... Probably and it perfect.
Looked beautifully, and the binding was actually from Nantucket too. I really like that table runner.
Yeah.
So you guys sort of answered a question I was going to ask, and that is if you were planning on using anyone else's fabric collection, in particular this fall. I know you mentioned that those were some good fall collections, but do you have anything in your plans to do it this season?
Yeah, well, I just recently made that Sunnyside.
Okay, so runner.
Yeah, but I think now that I'm not afraid to use my Bountiful Bloom stash because it's shipped.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to decorate my whole house with bountiful blooms right now. I really do.
I was going to say the same thing. I have 1, 2, 3 more quilts I even need to make. Like, that's what I'm going to be sewing with for the next couple of months. And then right after that, I'm just moving straight into Christmas sewing, I think.
Right.
And more projects for that. Right. We've talked about, I have one of the books, one of the quilts from Home for the Holidays, we're each going to remake in favorite things because we still have some of that available. So we'll both be doing that.
And yeah.
I feel just like right now, I feel like this time of year is busy and it can be made to seem, you know, really, really busy. But I really feel like it's important to sit down and sew within your season as well. Like, we do Christmas in July a lot, and that is awesome. But I also think we should sew within our own season too.
Right.
If it's fall, don't be afraid to be like, no, I'm sewing with fall right now.
And yeah.
When it's Christmas, no, I am sewing with Christmas right now because that like makes me excited. I don't know about you.
And even if you don't get it done for this fall, even if you get it done when it's time to decorate for Christmas, you will have that ready the next year. And that's happened to me several times. And it's always so much fun because you almost forget that you had finished this right at the end of that season. And so then the next year when you pull it out, it's really exciting.
Yes. That,
oh, I never got to decorate with this yet or use it. And it's just fun to pull that out. So.
Yeah. I loved this topic. And comment what projects you're going to be working on. Do you have any fall projects that you have planned, or have you not thought about it yet? Are you going to be sewing with Bountiful Blooms? Are you going to be sewing with another designer's fall collection? We want to hear it. So leave it in the comments. And I think that would be fun to see what you guys are all working on as well.
Yeah. And that would be very inspiring for everyone to go back and look at those comments and get all of that inspiration.
Yeah.
All right. So the next topic we wanted to talk about today, and it's something that gets brought up every now and then, and I think everyone in general is always looking for a deal or looking on different ways to, you know, save money. And so we wanted to talk about stocking up on fabric and other supplies as well, quilting on a budget. And so, and I don't know if there's any times of the year where it's more prevalent than others, but I was thinking you guys could talk about what you guys do, how you take advantage of different sales, if there's anything that you can count on or look forward to each year. You know, like, do holiday fabrics go on sale right after Christmas? Or, I don't know, if summer fabrics, if it's the same thing or whatever, or other Black Friday deals or anything like that, that you can provide tips or tricks for listeners for quilting on a budget.
Yeah, I think that's a good question.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a time of year when a lot of shops are offering a lot of sales and discounts before the end of the year when a lot of businesses typically do inventory.
Yeah.
Either late in the year or early in the new year. So I feel like, this is a really great time. And some of the major retailers like Fat Quarter Shop and Missouri Star, they always have big Christmas, you know, every day there's a different deal or something. And I know also fellow Moda designer Lisa Bonjean, she has a Christmas thing where there's something on sale every day. Joanna Figueroa
does the box.
And you can buy the box and buy the items every day and get them put in the box. So I feel like we're, you know, save your money because in just a month or two, it's going to be time to where you can stock up and save at the same time.
And I will say this because I love it. Our town has a little fabric store and it's in our hardware store.
Yes.
And so it's very like old school. And I try to support them a lot because they're local and very kind and they carry our fabrics and they have like some really good sales sometimes. Yeah. So I'll go in there and get a backing or something. So I just feel like you have to look for them and
Yeah, and I've seen a few different places on Instagram and online, too, where they are selling, you know, 5-yard backings for a pretty discounted price.
Yeah.
When you see those, I feel like that's a good thing to stock up on because, especially if it's a neutral color that you can use for use a variety with, of different yeah. things.
Yeah, it's not specific to one fabric collection. Right. And mom does that a lot too. Like you'll actually order a lot yeah. of things that would work well with
right.
several collections.
Yeah. In fact, I ordered, I think it's a Joanna Figueroa print that I thought this will be a great backing for mult. You know, I can buy a 15-year-old bolt and make that work for backings for two yeah. to three quilts. So
yeah,
maybe even four quilts, depending on the size. So yeah.
I do kind of want to talk about budget though, because I think it's really, really important. I feel like with social media now, it's all of a sudden like you have all of these collections showing, right? And you want to support, you know, everyone, but I really feel like you have to pick like a top two, and then you have to go through, and we've talked about this before, and I think it's helpful if you pick which project you want to use the fabrics for, so you know exactly what to buy.
Right.
And that way you're not like, so I, for example, I was putting in my own order for strawberry lemonade fabrics and I called mom and I'm like, I have this, this, and this in my cart. And I think this, this, and this. And she's like, okay, Chelsea, what do you plan on using it for? what is this going to go to? Is this for your sew-alongs? Is this for this? And it was kind of helpful to sit and have her pick my brain and organize what I was actually getting it for. So I feel like you just, with budgeting, I feel like it's being intentional.
Yeah.
For quilters.
Definitely. And it is good to have a list of things that
yeah.
you're thinking of making in the future, so that whenever a new fabric collection comes out or something is on sale, you can look at your list and say, what could I use this for? And
yeah, yeah.
So I definitely do that. And yeah. I'm a list maker, and I know you are too.
But I will never tell anyone not to buy fabric.
Exactly.
Because we all know how we feel about it.
Yes.
We want more fabric.
Yes.
But you bring up a good point there that I was just thinking about, is that, and obviously everyone's budget is going to be different based on,
yeah.
on what you can afford or what expenses you have and everything. But I mean, okay, well, I have a couple questions for you guys that you okay. can maybe help answer. Maybe others have. So, prices have gone up in a lot of things over the last several years. Has the cost of fabric gone up as well?
Yes.
It has. Okay. Yeah. Over the last couple of years, those prices have increased.
Yeah. Moda held on as long as they could, then they did have to increase their fabric prices.
Yeah.
The thing I would say, honestly, that's gone up, I think even more, is paper and printing.
Paper.
Pattern. Our expenses for printing our patterns have almost double.
Increased astronomically.
I just feel like most pattern writers are going to have, if this continues, I feel like in 2024, we're going to have to increase the prices because
yeah.
it is so expensive for the printing.
Yeah. Really, really expensive. And just, you know, there's a lot of time and effort we put into the patterns, and with them raising costs on us, it's, yeah. yeah.
Luckily, the printer that we both use, they came up with this new
yes.
reward point system.
Yeah.
So
that's been so helpful, and it reduces the amount that we have to spend on our order.
Yeah.
So I feel like that has been really, really great.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I was able to place an order for something I was running low on and get it almost, you know, half off for the
yeah.
order. And that was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah,
this is back
so
to the old price
yeah.
for what this would have been a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, but then for other hobbyist quilters then, with fabric going up, so like setting a budget, like, I don't know, would you guys suggest doing it like at the beginning of the year? Again, it can be different for everyone, but how many fabric collections, how many times does Moda release a catalog? Like 4 times a year?
I yeah. think it's every other month, isn't it?
Oh, it's that frequent?
Aren't there 6 catalogs in a year?
There's 6? I thought there was 4.
Because we just had one in July. There will be a catalog at the end of September. And I know there's a third one at the end of the year. Remember? Because that's when we released Favorite Things last
year,
was in December.
So would it be fair to say that there's roughly about 5 to 6 releases
a
year?
I would say quarterly you should look over everything. Because here's the thing. When it is January, you don't know all the things that are coming out within the year. So I feel like you should reevaluate your budget and your plans quarterly.
So, and that's my point, is that that's just Moda. There's other fabric companies out there. So essentially, there is new fabric coming
the entire
year. So if you're a quilter and thinking of this as like a yearly budget, you sort of have to be like, okay, there's going to be a lot of things that I'm not even aware of yet that I'm going to end up seeing.
Yeah.
But, and I guess that's a good thing of seeing fabric early and then like, okay, it's not coming out for a long time. So you could, as you start seeing fabrics, you can sort of like make a ranking system for them, right? Like, start ranking them, be like, definitely. Okay, I can only afford to really go all in on 3 or 4 fabric collections this year in the year 2023 or 2024. So I'm going to start ranking them. And then if something kicks it out of the top 3 that I see later on, well, then I'm going to have to let go of that fabric collection because I want to get the next one. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just trying to think of, if you're constantly getting bombarded and not everyone can just be like, oh, I like that fabric, I'm going to buy it. That's just not, that doesn't happen for everybody. Maybe some people, they have that luxury and that's great, but not everyone can. So I don't know, maybe I was just thinking of that as you guys were talking, like, man, how would you, and you guys have the luxury, obviously, of designing your own fabric. I know you still have to purchase some of it as well, but you do get your, you do get sample yardage and everything like that. So that's nice for you guys to have. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe a ranking system would be something that people can do to help them stay within a certain budget every year.
The other thing too, I feel like when I was super conscious about my budget, when I had 4 kids either still at home or in college, you know, we had multiple kids in college at a couple different times. And so I, you know, mini charms are great to buy a mini charm and see and make a small project with it and say, do I love this enough to invest
in more?
In more.
Yeah, I love that.
I feel like that's a great way if you're on a budget to order that smaller pre-cut, or whether it's a mini charm or a charm pack.
Yeah, then you're certain about it.
Yes. And you can, and I feel like that's even perhaps why, in the early days of my quilting, why I made so many table runners, because I couldn't afford to make quilts all the
time. They were everywhere.
I made table runners because I could get a charm pack or 2 charm packs and make a project and decorate my home and feel like I had that collection in my home.
And I love that you brought that up, because you don't have to make a large quilt every single time. There is like, maybe I should make a placemat, Billy. Maybe it's going to be healthy for me. Like, maybe that is a good suggestion.
Right.
Buy a small mini charm pack.
Buy a small mini pack.
Of somebody else's fabric to see if you like it.
Yeah. I also wanted to bring up one more thing. I feel like this is why shop owners do pre-orders, because you're almost saying, okay, I'm using this part of my budget now to plan for my sewing in the future, because it's going to be shipping in X amount of months. So that's also a way that I think some people work how they run their budget and their fabric orders.
That's one thing we have learned from Moda. It's really important when we are sharing a new collection to share the ship date, because that affects shop owners. Depending on when something ships depends on when they have to pay for it. And they can't order 10 collections that all ship in January. They want to spread it out throughout the year for their budgets.
Yeah, because the more fabric they sell of a collection, then that's helping pay for other collections that are coming in.
Right.
It's this whole process.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like everybody from sewers to designers to shop, we all have to look at the fabric budget for the year
and manage it. And like you said, prioritize, Billy, what you want to do. So,
And you brought up a good point. I didn't think about that with buying, you said a mini charm pack,
like the mini.
What does a mini charm pack cost?
So it's around
$5,
I think. Okay. $6 the most.
And you can, so you if can you bought a couple of them,
you
could put something together with something like that. And then would you say like, you know, and this is something that I've tried to do better on lately. And I think I actually have just through the editing, but, and it was actually talking about Bountiful Blooms. It was actually Bountiful Blooms where I really looked at the video that I was putting up or as I was editing it. And I was looking at it, I was just like, that doesn't look like what I've see in person. And so, you know, I'm pretty much a self-taught video editor. So I did a little more research. I dug in. I'm like, ah, that's how I need to bring these colors out more. And I try now to give a more accurate view of what my mom and sister's fabrics look like. And I wish I could go back and maybe re-edit some of the older videos, but I can't. But my whole point in this is you're never really probably going to see exactly what the fabric looks like until you have it in your hands.
Yeah.
You can look at it in a magazine. You can look at it on videos. We're going to try to do the best we can to represent that. But at the end of the day, maybe the true test is to see it in person. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so buying those small, inexpensive, like mini charm packs and doing the thing, all of a sudden, wow, I like this even better than what I saw. Okay, then maybe you want to take more of your budget and spend it on a larger portion of that fabric, right?
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did notice, I was looking at a video, a recent video, and that was the first thing I thought was, wow, he really got the colors good on this video. I was so excited because, you know, when Chelsea and I edit photos, we try to edit them so that it looks like what the fabric looks like in good lighting.
Yes.
And I feel like, yeah, now you've been doing that with the videos.
It really matches up. I've noticed a difference too.
Yeah.
Like a huge difference.
Because I think just with the, like the palette of Bountiful Blooms and sometimes if we record, I mean, we have lights and everything, but we also try to use window lights too. We use natural light to come in. And if it is a cloudy day, it can just sort of give sort of, I don't know, like
just like a grayness to everything. Yeah, grayness
to some of the recording or whatnot. So there are ways to edit that and bring it more what it looks like, which sometimes it makes you guys look a little different. But like Chelsea said, I'm fine if I look orange as long as the fabric looks true to its color. I'm like, okay, well then you might
look smart. There was a video, you guys, where I was like orange, but the fabrics looked pretty. And so I was like, whoa, maybe I like should have toned down the bronzer a little bit.
and that's true. I mean, just because Chelsea doesn't maybe look exactly like she looks, I could verify that the fabrics looked true to their color.
True to life.
So. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to
hear. We don't care how you look, Chelsea, but as long as the fabrics are pretty.
But yeah, I mean, that brings it all the way back to that budget, is that I think that's a great idea to use something small, take a look at it before in person before you make a larger purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
I love that today.
Any other tips for budget, or is that pretty much wrap it up?
Yeah, I think.
No, I think that was good. And I think we had some good points, and I thought the topics were great today. So our next podcast episode is Monday, September 25th. And we will hopefully be seeing a Regal Pines quilt available to show in that PDF and some more fun things to talk about as we move into more fall.
Yeah, it will literally be officially fall.
It will be
for
actually,
that episode.
Yes. It'll be official.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.